Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Rachel.
And my name is Troy. And today we are talking about giant lizards fighting giant monkeys.
I kind of feel like we are like Godzilla and Kong.
Who's who? Just be careful because I'll fight you in real life.
I don't know if you want to do that, buddy. I feel like I'm Godzilla and you're Kong, mainly because you just want to be left alone. You just want to be chilling in your pad. And I'm an annoying piece of shit wants to fight.
That's here and you're just trying to fight me.
Yeah.
That's cool. I could see it that way. I could see it the other way where I'm Godzilla because I'm like just old. And, you know, just old and crusty, kind of like an old crusty lizard. Mm. And you are a hairy,
I'm Kong. And I'm just a hairy ape.
And your people are from an island, right? Some sort of island.
Australia is an island. Greece is an island.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, so fine. You're from an island. Islander. I'm from some island.
Australia is basically Skull Island.
Yeah.
With the type of crazy creatures that we have, it's effectively Skull Island.
Yeah.
So I guess what we'll do is we'll talk about the movie, right?
Sure.
Because that's what we're here for.
I know you loved it so much as well.
I did.
Can't wait to talk about it.
I had such a really, really, really good time.
Mm.
But I guess the biggest thing that we need to kind of touch on is the fact that it's one of the first kind of real cinema-going experiences that people have been able to get in this post-COVID world.
I think that's really working in its favor.
Oh, absolutely it is. Because it has done fairly well at the box office in comparison to what you might expect from the fourth installment into a MonsterVerse, even though this has always been the one that people wanted to see, right? This is the one where people were super keen and they're kind of like, oh, yeah, we need to bloody see those two animals go at it. Not go at it that way, but just go at it. Maybe there's deleted scenes that we just didn't see.
Somebody's made that movie somewhere. I reckon.
There's a porn parody of Godzilla vs. Kong somewhere.
100%.
And I don't want to see it.
I do.
But yeah, it has done really well. I think it's made about $340 million worldwide.
There's literally nothing else to watch at the cinema. I rocked up to the cinema and they said to me, Peter Rabbit or Godzilla? Because that's it. That's all anybody was going to see.
Which ridiculous animal movie do you want to see? Do you want to see Peter Rabbit, the second one?
Yeah.
Or Godzilla, the fourth one?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, I guess. Fourth?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, let's go with that. It's the third Godzilla movie, the second Kong movie. And the fourth altogether.
Wow. That's math.
Yeah.
So $340 million, that's good.
Yeah. Smilling old skull.
Maybe.
Probably.
The way the world is going and the shit that is getting nominated, there is every chance that Godzilla vs. Kong is going to win something.
I reckon they would have submitted it as well because they were like, you know what? Fuck it.
What else
this
we got?
This year, everything's up for grabs.
This is Warner Brothers, right? I'm pretty sure Brothers doing the Warner Brothers thing. Overall, then, we can't go straight into it. I guess we kind of need to go a bit into what the movie's about.
Sure.
And effectively, it is there's this giant lizard guy, called Godzilla.
Yes,
and he's like, hey, didn't you see my last movie, pal? I'm King of the Monsters.
Yes.
And then Kong's like, I don't care.
I'm literally chilling
on my island.
Yeah, I'm on an island. I'm chilling. I'm learning sign language off a little girl.
Little kid.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yep. And then bloody white people come along and they're like, no, you're not. You're going to this thing. And then they take him somewhere because they want to take him to Middle Earth or something. Is it Middle Earth?
Is it?
It's Hollow.
It's Hollow Earth. In the middle of the Earth.
In the middle of the Earth.
Can we talk about that?
Oh, no, we'll definitely talk about that. But then basically Godzilla sniffs out Kong.
Kong,
and is like, oh, we're going to punch on. But then, surprise twist, they punch on with something else.
Yes.
Which we won't get into just yet for spoilers.
Yeah, because big spoilers.
And everyone punches on together.
Wow.
Yep.
So much punching.
There's so much punching. What a movie. Directed by Adam Wingard. Stars Alexander Skarsgård, Millie Bobby Brown, Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Hill, that kid...
She's cute.
No, not that kid. The fat kid from Hunt for the Wilder People. And,
oh, right. Sure. That kid.
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah. Oh, Millie Bobby Brown's friend.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown's friend.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I just called him in my head. He's called Jacob. I don't know why.
Who's he? Where are you getting Jacob from?
Nowhere.
Anyway.
It's just a name that popped into my head.
Josh. Josh.
Sure.
In the movie.
Let's go for it.
Here's the thing, and the reason why we don't know is because the human characters in this movie are A, very stupid, B, mean nothing.
They don't matter.
C,
particularly that pair, Millie Bobby Brown and her friend.
Josh, probably.
Probably Josh.
Yeah.
They don't matter. Nothing, their actions have no consequence.
Sure. Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
They end up exactly where all of the stuff is happening, but they don't actually do anything. They're there to just kind of explain shit along the way. Oh, he's using a skull to create the thing, and oh, they're doing this thing in Hong Kong, and there's conveniently a tunnel that goes all the way to Hong Kong.
Who knew?
Who knew?
It's pretty wild how like a 17-year-old kid can just walk out of her house and go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Hong Kong.
I'm gonna go find this podcast, dude. Imagine.
He's like that dude's like the Cade of this world.
He is.
If Cade did conspiracy theories more, that would be that dude.
Absolutely.
All right. Look, instead of just randomly jumping from place to place, why don't you just tell me overall what you thought. Spoiler-free if you can.
Spoiler-free.
If you can't. Too bad, because there's really not too much you can spoil.
I walked into this film with the expectation of seeing a monkey fight a lizard. And I got that several times. So
10 out of 10.
I'm happy. You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to sit in the cinema with my popcorn, like shoving it into my gob as I watched two giant beasts grapple. And I saw that. And... They threw in extras. So it's like, you know.
They threw in extras.
I'm happy.
They're like, hey, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm happy as a pig in shit, mate. I got to watch something at the cinema, and I think that is all that matters.
Wrong.
Tell me all the ways in which I'm wrong, Troy.
That is far from all that matters. You know what I would like?
What would you
from
like?
From a movie?
Tell me.
Is that if you're going to bother having a plot in a movie where it is effectively just a lizard versus monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not going to give us just 2 hours of a lizard and a monkey just punching on, then, you know, make sure your plot actually matters or is good or moves the story along or doesn't annoy the shit out of you.
I feel like, though, okay, you've got to think of it like porn.
Okay, here we go.
Because the plot doesn't matter.
Wrong.
You watch porn for the plot?
I only watch porn for the plot.
Oh, okay.
It's how I...
You need to emotionally connect with the characters in the pornography.
I do. I can't care about them boning if I don't know what their hopes and dreams are.
Ah.
So...
Well... Well, in that case, well, look, here's the way I see it. You've got there are several of these something versus something movies.
Okay, sure.
They're all shit.
Yep.
Like every one of them.
Okay.
That I can think of is shit.
Like what's another something versus
Freddy
something
versus
movie?
Jason.
Oh, that was good.
It's shit. Alien versus Predator.
Oh, that was shit.
It's shit. Batman versus Superman.
Which cut are you watching? And what degree of shit is it then?
It's like it's one of the weaker ones of an already weak universe.
Right.
So it's like I'm happy to say it was shit. Not that I didn't enjoy it.
Yep.
But it was shit. And it's the same with this. It's shit. But I enjoyed it.
Okay. That's interesting. I did not. I was honestly bored out of my mind.
Aww.
For a movie that basically promotes itself around, hey, here's this giant alpha male Godzilla lizard thing that can shoot beams out of its mouth.
Yeah.
How? We don't know. Radiation? We don't know. Yeah. It is, because they touch on it in King of the Monsters, I think.
I think so.
Because they have to, like, recharge him with a bloody nuclear, like, bomb or something.
Yeah.
But he does that, and then Godzilla's there. I mean, Kong's there as well. Yeah. And they have to find some weird-ass, like, reason to bring Kong to the thing. Are we still...
It was completely convoluted as well, because they were like, oh, Godzilla's attacking these places. We have to find out why he's attacking these places, so we need to bring Kong out. Nobody says why.
So I know they wanted to, like, tap into the energy of... So I think they brought Kong out maybe to lure Godzilla out to then go, ha, surprise, motherfucker, we got this thing.
Yeah, but to what end? Were they going to just try and have a conversation with Godzilla and be like, Godzilla, why are you attacking things all of a sudden?
Stop it.
Like, stop. You are the king of the monsters. It's okay.
You proved that.
Godzilla's a jerk, by the way.
Yeah.
Godzilla's a jerk.
He is.
I don't like him.
He's dead set. But, I mean, Kong's no better, really, is he?
Or she, whatever.
Kong's kind of just like, you know, I'm like the king of the beasts.
He like wasn't never doing anything. He literally got attacked the whole movie and just fought back.
That's true. He was just defending himself the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. He was like, hey.
I'm just trying to chill out on this boat.
I'm just trying to chill out. I want to go home.
All right. So anyway, Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Right. I think the whole purpose of that was something about tapping into the energy of that so they could somehow control the thing that I'm about to mention. So if you don't, you know, if you don't want to know for some god-forsaken reason, don't listen.
Yeah.
But it's effectively, it's bloody Mechagodzilla, isn't it?
Yes, it's bloody Mechagodzilla.
So that was the big twist where it's kind of like, oh, hey, you thought it was going to be like Godzilla versus Kong. Wrong. It's going to be
Godzilla and Kong.
Godzilla and Kong teaming up to double team Mechagodzilla.
They're going to double
not
team?
Not in that way. It's like a basketball reference. A sex reference.
Oh, damn.
So keep your mind out of the gutter.
I can't.
So Mechagodzilla.
Yes.
So I think the whole thing about going to Hollow Earth, and I could be completely wrong because I was so bored out of my mind, I was kind of like just looking at the wall sometimes and going, this is far more exciting. I think it was to do with getting some sort of formula for some sort of energy thing to then be able to completely power up the Mechagodzilla because they could only get it to 30% or something.
Yeah, they needed more of that stuff that's in the Hollow Earth that makes Godzilla glow.
Yeah.
That stuff.
And make Kong's axe glow.
Yeah.
Because Kong got an axe, you guys.
Yeah.
That's a thing
and
that
it
happened.
Fits perfectly in the space in this temple in Hollow Earth that nobody bothers to explain why it's there.
Why is it there?
It's just there.
Is that like Kong's people's?
We just need to accept it like we have to accept that there's light there even though it's literally in the middle of the earth and there's no sun.
But there's things. There's trees and stuff. There's all this sort of stuff. It's kind of like, remember in Aquaman?
Yeah.
Where they go into the trench, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get sucked into like a whirlpool thing and they end up in that version of like Hollow Earth and fucking Nicole Kidman's there dressed like a predator.
Yeah.
That's a thing that happened in a movie, you guys.
Yeah, it was, yes.
I'm not making this up. So it's kind of like that where there's this whole fantastical land of creatures and bloody trees and whatnot.
Where's the light coming from?
I don't know.
How are volcanoes a thing if the earth is hollow?
Mate, I don't have all the answers. I'm
this
not
is
a
what
science
I'm talking
guy.
About. And you just got to switch off your brain and enjoy the fighting. Otherwise, you end up with questions like, how is there light? How are volcanoes a thing? Why is Godzilla being a jerk? How did the axe get there? Why is there a temple? Why is...
Who's the temple for?
Who's the temple? Well, it's for Kong.
Is it for Kong?
Yeah.
I feel like there were other Kongs at some point.
And how did he just randomly get a Godzilla fin into the axe? How did he know to let Godzilla laser breath onto the thing and so that his axe would power up? How?
How then did... How does he even know that that's home? And if that is home, Hollow Earth,
like home.
It feels like home. But... How did he get from there to Skull Island?
Nobody knows. Just like there was no way for him to even get out of Hollow Earth from that temple until Godzilla laser breathed a hole that he could come out of in Hong Kong.
That was a bit... He laser breathed a hole
straight
to Hollow Earth.
Into the middle of the earth.
That is wild.
So wild.
And then Kong just like
I actually
it.
Kind of loved it. I was like, yeah. But,
yeah.
More powerful than any drill.
Yep. you would hope so. So I guess my biggest problem was the fact that like everything that you're saying is right.
Yes.
Except they focus on it so goddamn much.
Yeah.
That you're kind of like you are left with that story. That's what you have.
That's what
you have to follow.
You just
and
have
then,
to take it.
You know, you've got the head of Apex or whatever the fucking company's called, who's like trying to get the thing for the Mecha Godzilla because they stole.
Basically Dr. Evil. He just wants giant lasers.
He just wants giant lasers on giant friggin' sharks.
Yeah.
But he's got something where he's the creator of Mechagodzilla because why? Answer me.
Because
I do know. Okay.
Because he wants to create something more powerful than Godzilla. And the reason, Troy, he wants that is because he's a villain who wants power. It's as simple as that. He wants to be able to control Godzilla, and he can't control him unless he's got something that's more powerful than him. And so he's got the Ghidorah skull that he sits in like it's a pod. And he, you know.
Well, he doesn't. His Asian friend does.
Yeah.
And then just instantly dies.
Yeah. And what was...
They power it up to 100% and he's like, oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
Ghidorah's back to life now somehow. Anyway, so let's talk about the stuff that we only really care about then,
okay.
Which is the punching on.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
I'll
give it that.
Yeah.
Kong, pretty good fighter.
Very good fighter.
Thought he had the edge there in the first fight.
Mm.
They come back for round two, and Godzilla just smacks shit out of it.
Yeah, he just got his butt whooped.
He got his butt whooped, and he had an axe.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, mate, what are you doing?
And Godzilla, in the third fight, isn't that when Godzilla, like, just walked away from him and was like, whatever.
Yeah, because he had, like...
You're not worth it.
He had basically, like, crushed his chest.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? You're dead to me.
Yeah.
You're nothing to me. You're just
you're
dirty,
just a
stinking ape.
Monkey.
Yep. And then he walked away and he gave him that side eye. And he's like, oh, you piece of shit. And he spat on him.
Yeah.
And
he spat on him and then he kicked him. And then he also, like, told him he was going to fuck his mother later. That's the level of jerk.
That's the level of jerk Godzilla is. He's the type of guy to, like, just knock you out and then stand over your body and say, I'm going to go fuck your mom
I'm
now.
I'm going to go fuck your mom.
Tell your mom I'm coming.
Yeah.
In more ways than
twice.
One. Yep. So,
oh, goodness.
So then Kong gets the shit beaten out of him.
Yes.
And then it gets even more ridiculous because now, similar to King of the Monsters, the deaf girl can hear that Kong is dying.
It upset her so much. Bless.
She can feel his heartbeat slowing down.
She could hear it.
Which is
feel
all
it in the ground.
She could feel it in the ground,
sorry.
I guess.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hey, he's dying, Mum. And mom's like, oh, fuck, we're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah.
And then the science guy who knows nothing about anything.
Yes.
Flies all the of thing. A sudden flies the thing.
And he uses it like a defibrillator.
He uses it like a defibrillator, but not only that, he jumps out of it within seconds.
Yes.
He is on the ground running away, even though he has parked it on top of Kong's chest. Which makes zero sense.
He's very fit. Look, I know you don't understand that kind of level of fitness, Troy.
I don't. Trust me, I don't.
Just, he's very fit.
He's super fit.
So fit.
How did he get down Godzilla?
He jumped.
All the way down a Kong, I mean.
Yeah. He jumped down.
He just slid down. Maybe he slid down the side.
It's fur. It's very soft.
He was just like abseiling down on his fur.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that works.
He found a cardboard box.
He did.
And he turned it into like racing. A... Yeah.
He toboggan raced down the side of Kong's chest.
Yeah.
And then piss bolted out. And yeah. Yes.
And then he did the superhero boom.
Yep.
Fly.
And that was great.
Yeah.
All of it. And all then of it. Kong comes back to life. And meanwhile, while this is happening... Godzilla's getting the living shit kicked out of him by Mechagodzilla.
By Mechagodzilla, yeah.
Because apparently he's just super weak now. Like, Godzilla's just gone from beating the shit out of Kong.
Maybe he was just tired from fighting Kong.
And fucking his mum.
And fucking, he's like, my dick's still out.
He's like, I haven't even put it away.
I haven't pulled my pants up.
It's like, come on,
my
man.
My Godzilla pants.
This is rude.
It's so rude.
And so that happens. And then they're destroying an entire city.
Yeah.
And there are people still in that city.
People don't care.
They killed goddamn hundreds of thousands of people.
So many.
Has to be.
Well, it's Hong Kong, so very densely populated as well.
But no, it's okay because they were evacuating the city.
That's right. They've got like a monster alarm.
They've got a monster alarm. I think the same thing happened in bloody Pacific Rim 2.
Yes, and it happened earlier in the movie as well in Florida when Godzilla first they were like, what's it called? Like, it's like a Titan alert.
Yeah,
and so they're like, oh, the Titans. It's like, why would you have a Titan alert?
Because there's Titans now.
Yeah, but no, but there's only one, isn't there?
Oh, is there?
Because they were know. Like, they now were... they're just coming out of Era.
Well, there were shit tons at
In King of Monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
and
that.
And where'd they all go?
Well, he didn't, Ghidorah's dead. So.
He didn't punch them all. They just all fucked off once.
Well, because they were like, we respect you.
Yeah, they all bowed down to Godzilla and then they all fucked off back home. But they're still out there.
Which one's the turtle?
Blastoise.
I swear one of them's a turtle.
Is there a turtle one?
I swear there's a turtle one. There's like a moth one and there's a turtle one.
Yeah,
I'm going to find out. Mothra.
Mothra is Mothra.
She's wonderful. We love her.
And then there was Rodan, who was...
I think that's the turtle one.
Is that the turtle one?
Yeah. I'm gonna check it out. I'm going to find it. I'm Googling Rodan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, no, it kind of looks like a dragon. I don't know.
You don't know.
I swear one of them looks like a turtle.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look, there was probably a turtle one, let's be honest.
There's probably a turtle one.
There's a turtle one, there's a platypus one.
Yeah.
There's one for every type of normal animal.
Absolutely.
That there is. I guess the end comes and no one cares. Godzilla kind of walks away and he's like, peace out. And he goes back into the ocean.
Yeah.
And probably thinking he's still king shit.
Yeah.
Even though Kong was the one that all of a sudden is like super strong now.
Because he got powered up by Godzilla's light.
No, he didn't. His axe did.
Yeah, no, but like didn't the defibrillator thing didn't that have the stuff in it?
No.
That was just a normal explosion?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so. And then
I thought
like,
it had the stuff in it.
Nah.
And that's how they got into the... Oh.
You know what matters? None of it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
Because he goes home to Hollow Earth.
Yep.
And he's just swinging around having a great old fucking time.
And they all go to Hollow Earth and they follow him there to fucking monitor him.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Just leave the dude alone now.
Just leave him alone. He's
no one's
home.
Fucking trying to
he's
find Godzilla.
He's signed it that many times.
Yeah, he's like, fuck off.
That doesn't mean home.
That kid thought it was home, but he's actually saying, fuck off.
Will you fuck
like,
off,
leave me alone.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, home. Who taught that kid sign language?
I don't. And how is it American sign language as well? Because she's not American.
Isn't she? Her mum is.
That's not her real mum.
Who is that kid?
Just some random kid.
It can't just be a random kid.
That she was there in the thing. It's explained in the film. And her parents are dead. And the American chick was watching over her and looking after her. So
when
I'm pretty
did that
sure.
happen?
I don't know. I don't know who these people are.
So...
Well, why
so she's one of those like tribal
them?
People that were from Skull Island.
Skull
right?
Island. I told you, yes.
Okay. All right.
Or that,
calm down.
Or she's an Inuit. I don't know.
I don't think she's an Inuit.
I feel like she might be.
She might be. Just a really lost Eskimo.
Yeah.
Yep. yeah, look, it makes sense that she's one of these tribal people that have been around on Skull Island
Which
for some
time.
Which
is why she's kind of like got a bond with him.
Yeah.
But so her parents are dead.
Yep.
And lady was watching over her, was looking after her. So I'm pretty sure that she's the one that taught her American Sign Language.
Well, there's your answer, pal.
Okay. Well, you know.
And then she taught Kong.
But how does she understand American Sign Language? That's not even her language.
Because she's been taught it. It's like if you speak a second language,
yeah,
how
I
do
know,
you understand
I do,
that?
But like. How does she understand the translation? Because it's not.
What are you asking?
I don't know.
Get out of here. Like, you're more confusing than the goddamn
like,
plot of
you know how she,
Godzilla
she signs brave or
yeah,
coward.
Coward. Yeah.
She signs coward, but how does she know that that's coward?
Maybe she is fluent in three languages. Inuit,
yeah,
or Skull Islandese,
English, and
American
Sign
Language.
Okay, I can accept that.
Fine,
for absolutely no reason other than I just have to.
Excellent. Yeah. So overall, you thought this movie was shit, but you had a really good time.
I had a really great time.
It met your expectations
because I knew it was going to be shit.
Okay.
Because it's a something versus something movie.
Yeah,
it's pure trash.
Turn
your brain off. Enjoy the fight.
I went into it with pretty low expectations, thinking that, hey, let's just watch some fucking movie monsters fight. But this movie is shit.
It is
honestly one of the shittest movies that I've seen in some time. Like,
now, come
if
on.
I had.
I'm sure there's worse.
No. Nah, if I had the opportunity to pause and leave and come back at some other time, I would have done that rather than watching it all in one go.
That's some
because
sad times for you.
It was just so mind-numbingly boring for a monster movie. And the human plot devices were just ridiculous. And then they try to put these kind of villainous characters in there whose motivations don't really mean much at all.
No.
And then everyone's just running around doing absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown... I don't even know what she was doing.
No consequence. Like I said, zero consequence. It's like they just needed her to be in Hong Kong for the fight.
Yep.
And so they found a way to get her to Hong Kong for
and
the fight.
And she didn't even do anything for that either.
No, she didn't. She just stood there and watched it. And then she was like, hey, Dad, I'm over here. And then her dad was like, how the fuck did you get to Hong Kong?
And she's like, a fucking tunnel. You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it,
There's
Dad.
There's a tunnel.
There's a giant tunnel.
It goes
let's go into it now so we can get back home.
Yep. And her dad was just like... Fucking in it for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And all of it was
Did he fly from Florida to Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Or did he take the tunnel?
No, he flew.
Oh, sad times.
On Mothra.
So maybe
he took Mothra.
Mothra Air for all your travel needs.
Okay. All right. So overall then, if you were to rate this movie out of 10.
Yeah.
How would you rate it?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh, get out.
I'm giving it a 7 because it was pure trashy fucking fight the thing. And you know what? We're still talking about it.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it all day, buddy.
All right,
look, I may have a lot of questions, but we're talking about it.
I had somewhat higher expectations, I guess, because I thought it was going to be really cool because this is the movie that everyone was like, you know, going to – like this is the movie that everyone wanted to see.
Sure.
From years ago when they first sort of said, hey, guess what? 2017, we've got Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
And these two are going to punch on one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, I can't wait for that. And then it happened and I'm like, that was shit. And I give it 4 out of 10.
Aww,
and that's probably being generous.
That is so sad, Troy.
That's probably being relatively generous. I just didn't like
bump
it at
up
all.
A little. No. Come on, bring it to a 5, buddy.
Mate, I'm not going to bump it up.
Come on.
I can't give it a 5, which
it's
denotes
50% of
like,
a movie.
Yeah, that it exists as a movie, and it barely does.
I think the people will agree with me, Troy.
So it's 40% for me.
It's a 70%. You know what? I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Oh, okay.
Just to just bring up the average.
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
I've been around longer, so my score outweighs yours.
Friend. No, no.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to talk about the movie before we get into the other stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Did you have any other questions?
I have so
any
many
questions.
No, I have a lot of questions, but they will never be answered because everything was just purely convenient plot devices. So, yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not. I understand.
I am not. I am far from it.
What are your burning questions?
I don't really have any. I
just
well,
why?
Why? Why is this a thing? Whose idea was this?
Yeah.
Why did they make this happen this way?
I think, you know, they really just wanted another – they just really wanted another nerd wank movie because that's what these are.
A nerd wank movie.
Nerd wanks.
Yeah. What's the etymology of nerd wank? Is it legitimately so nerds can wank over these movies?
Yeah, they get very excited about it.
They do.
They get so excited. Like the Versus movies, they're all nerd wank movies.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
A 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
See, closer to mine than it is to yours.
Certified fresh.
See?
On Rotten Tomatoes
it's
at
fresh.
Like 79 or 80% or something.
Fresh as a diamond.
And that I just will never get. I don't understand how, like, I think everyone's being kind because it's kind of
I
like,
just
oh my
there's
God.
There's nothing else out
yeah.
there, mate.
We've managed to get back to the cinema and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I've got my popcorn and all this sort of stuff.
I'm interested to see how Peter Rabbit has fared, seeing as it was literally, are you here for Peter Rabbit or are you here for Godzilla vs. Kong? Because nobody else is watching anything else in this damn place. I was also there with my kids, which could have, you know, and I was like, I'm not taking my kids to see Peter Rabbit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, look, I can't imagine that Peter Rabbit would have done very well at all. I'm actually trying to look to see,
think,
and it just doesn't exist
I think that it,
on the list.
I think that it is doing well, but only because there's nothing else to take your children
oh,
to see
go.
And at school holidays.
Peter Rabbit 2,
yes.
$10.2 million worldwide.
Bless.
Which is fuck all.
It's close to nothing.
There's a there's a Chinese movie that's made $821 million at the box office.
What? Oh, look, it's also 6.5.
Oh, there you go.
It's also
equally
6.5.
As
See,
equally
it's just
as,
good.
Subpar.
Oh, mate, I could have gone to either of them.
All right. Then.
Yes.
Let's talk about the rest of them.
Yeah.
In the sense of how would you rank the MonsterVerse?
Okay.
So we've got just for clarification, we have 2014's Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2017's Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
We have 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong.
Okay. I'm going to go in order of enjoyability and memorability.
Sure.
Because I've said it before, I didn't really enjoy Godzilla.
Yep.
I like the crappier Godzilla better.
The 90s Godzilla.
Yeah, the 90s, 2000-ish Godzilla. It was great. So that one's at the bottom. Godzilla, down the bottom. Followed, I'm going like worst to best here.
Sure.
So Godzilla is the worst. Then King of the Monsters, because I don't really remember anything about it except the fact that Charles Dance was in it and Mothra was also in it.
Yeah, top billing. Mothra had top billing. It was Charles Dance second.
I was like, what? Tywin Lannister and Mothra? I'm in.
In the same movie?
And 11.
And 11.
Oh, my God.
Who's like 17 now.
Amazing.
Instead of 11.
And Vera Farmiga, whatever, however you say her name. I like her too.
She's cool.
But I remember nothing about the actual movie.
Sure.
So, you know. And then I'd probably say Godzilla vs. Kong, and then Kong Skull Island is my fave.
Okay. All right. My ranking goes exactly how they are released.
Out? Yeah. Like from top to bottom?
Yeah. So Godzilla from 2014 would be my favorite, followed by Skull Island.
Right.
Followed by, look, these two could very well be interchangeable.
Okay.
But King of the Monsters, I would say, just because there were more monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And then Godzilla vs. Kong. Because I think Kong was a bit of a bitch in this movie. And I don't think he should have been. I was very disappointed to see him get slapped around.
Was just like a bit lazy because he'd been just chilling since Skull Island, you know? He wasn't fit. Alexander Skarsgård was fit as fuck, and Kong hadn't been working out, you know? He was just chilling, learning sign language.
So he's like the Rocky III version of Rocky, where he's just so like high on his fame and all that sort of stuff that he doesn't take the fight seriously and he doesn't train properly. And then Mr. T's character.
He didn't even know the fight was coming. He's more like Rocky Balboa Rocky, where he's done fuck all for years.
He's like old as hell.
Yeah, he's old as hell. Hey, and he's just like, oh, this guy wants to fight me.
You got to fight this young up-and-comer.
Oh, my God.
Lizard. And you're like, oh, God, okay.
This fucking bitch lizard wants to have a go? Fine.
And just like Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
He takes him the distance.
He does.
He doesn't. He gets slapped around. There is not a single like section of that movie where you're like, yeah, I reckon Kong could win this.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, there was no chance that he would ever win.
So that's how my ranking goes. And that's the definitive ranking in my opinion.
Well, I would say that you're wrong.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so that's Godzilla vs. Kong.
Mm-hmm.
You liked it for what it was. I did not at all. Your rankings, my rankings. Where do you sit with, I guess, this monsterverse? Do you want to see more of this monsterverse?
No,
or are you
I'd
kind
rather
of done?
Not.
So you don't want to see like a second standalone Kong movie where we explore more of Hollow Earth?
I'm not interested.
Fucking Alexander.
If one comes out, I'll probably watch it.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to the cinema for it.
What if they did like, I don't know, like something real weird, like how they used to do with Godzilla, where it's like Godzilla versus Charles Barkley? Because I'd watch the fuck out of that.
I would too. I want to see it now. I want to see that. Space Jam.
So,
but it's Godzilla.
Okay, so no more?
No.
No matter what they do?
No more.
So you don't want a second Kong movie? You don't want anything? You're done?
No, I'm done. I just think leave the monsters alone now. We've got the freaking 1940s versions. We've got the freaking 1990 version. Like, you know, 1998. We've got these new ones and we're done now, guys.
Well, guess what?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's made quite a bit of money for how it all – and I don't even know what the budget is.
I know, they probably will.
I don't have the budget of this movie in front of me, but I can only imagine that it would have been relatively hefty.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I can only imagine that it has surely like made more than they expected it to make – in this sort of world as it stands sort of
As it is, yeah.
Yeah, so...
like in a pre-COVID world, they probably would have expected to make more, but...
Yeah, maybe they're like, ooh, yeah, if this movie makes like $500 million, like we'll be sweet.
Mm.
And it's made 350 in a COVID world, which is, you know, pretty good. So who knows? Like this is probably pretty successful
for them. They'll probably do it. They'll probably make more. I'm just kind of... What it is that bothers me about this new MonsterVerse, this new kaiju thing,
yeah,
is that it takes itself too seriously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just, you know, what I really enjoyed about the 1990s version of Godzilla was that it was camp and it was stupid and
yeah,
it
but
didn't
did it,
take itself
did
seriously.
Did it mean to be?
Yeah, I think it did.
Okay.
I think it did. Like a lot of those 90s movies, it just was what it was and it didn't pretend to be anything that it wasn't. And these movies are like, ooh, what would really happen if there were monsters? I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like there aren't monsters. It's not reality and you can't make it like reality. And I think that's where a lot of these movies, like where movies these days get it wrong, is where they're like, oh, we're going to be as realistic as possible. It's like you literally can't. It's a giant radioactive lizard. You can't be realistic about it.
Hey.
You can't.
Giant radioactive lizards have feelings too, you know.
I don't care. He's a jerk.
Never forget that he fucked Kong's mum right after he
never
beat the shit out of him.
Forget. And his dick was still out.
His dick.
When he was fighting
Mecha Godzilla. His dick was still out. You couldn't
see it. That's the only reason that why he wasn't fighting all that well was because he was just flopping around.
That you couldn't see it in this cut.
Yeah.
But there's an extended cut.
The Snyder cut.
That'll be coming.
A four hour long
yep. dick cut. That's
yeah.
coming out, and it's just that whole final scene.
Yeah, release the penis cut.
Release the penis. I'm with you. I'm done.
Yeah, please no
more. I don't want to see. They've gotten progressively worse.
Yeah.
So I am more than done with this kind of monster nonsense by all stretches of the imagination.
Yeah.
I don't even like, I've never kind of gone, you know, fuck yeah, Godzilla's a thing that I want to see more of.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, no.
When I heard that they were redoing them, I was like, why?
I was interested to see what they would do, like, in a contemporary sort of setting with contemporary CGI and all that sort of stuff. I was kind of like, yeah, all right. Well, let's see what they can do.
They could have just made a picture.
And what they did was fine. But let's be completely honest. If Elizabeth Olsen wasn't in that movie.
Yeah.
And Bryan Cranston. Mm.
And what's his face?
No, I don't care about
it. Oh, okay.
Don't care. I probably wouldn't have liked the movie as much.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I honestly don't. I remember Elizabeth Olsen was a nurse and that What's-His-Face was in it. And I can vaguely
Pietro.
Recall a scene where she was seeing something on TV and she looked really scared.
Yeah, I think that's because was Bryan Cranston her dad?
I don't know. I didn't even remember that Bryan Cranston was in it.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't have a huge part. But this was Bryan Cranston kind of coming off of Breaking Bad. And we're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
I didn't watch.
And Elizabeth Olsen, we didn't really know too much about. I don't think she had been in anything at that point. I don't know. Was Godzilla
sure.
before Age of Ultron?
I think it was
Surely.
After.
I'm going to look this up.
Okay, let's look this up.
Okay, so because... So Godzilla
was
2014.
Yeah.
And Age of Ultron was 2015.
Oh, okay. So it was before.
So it was before that. So we didn't even, she wasn't as ingrained in our hearts as she is now.
Yeah. I don't even think that she was ingrained in anybody's hearts after Age of Ultron. I think that it's literally taken until WandaVision for most people to connect with her. Because there was all of that, you know, there was that running joke and even... Freaking Thanos himself made the joke. I don't even know who you are.
I don't think he was joking.
I think that they were taking the joke and they were running with it.
Well, you know what? You've brought this episode full circle because that kind of nonsense has made me want to fight you again.
Oh my gosh, let's fight.
So
I'm so happy.
This is going to happen. We're going to finish up.
Yeah.
So Rachel and I can get to punching on.
Yeah, we're going to punch
Godzilla vs. Kong style.
And somebody's going to fuck someone's mum.
So it's happening.
It's happening.
anyway, I guess that is it, isn't it?
That is it, absolutely. Don't forget,
guys,
we have so many other shows on our network.
We do.
We do. We've got the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
That's there.
And hashtag believe.
Hashtag believe.
Yeah, that's what it's called now.
Yeah.
It's definitely not called Believe Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Yeah, so just, don't search for that.
Don't search for that.
Hashtag believe. It's the only way you'll find it.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to our show, Comic Confidential,
yes,
on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else that you get your podcasts. We also have the Comic Confidential listener community, which is on Facebook.
Yes.
If you want to join that and join hundreds,
yes,
upon thousands of...
Memes. It's just memes.
If you want to see heaps of memes,
yeah,
join that. Jump
there's
on Facebook.
There's the occasional debate.
There's an occasional debate. You'll occasionally get, you might get a poll.
You get polls, yeah.
There's polls on there.
Yeah.
You get, I don't know. You
just get a whole lot of Troy, whole lot of me.
Yep. It's where we spend most of our time, yeah, to be fair.
It's pretty sad.
But you can also follow us on Instagram and
yes.
Twitter
yes.
at Comic Con Pod. That is at the symbol
yeah.
Comic Con Pod. And you can also hit us up via email at yeah. comicconpod@gmail.com if you want.
And we have a YouTube.
And we have a YouTube.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of.
It's we've got one.
We're working on it.
There's like one video on it.
Mm.
Oh, there's a couple of videos on it and then the rest is like audio. But hey.
You know what? It's there.
It's there. And
it's there, just like this movie.
It exists as an entity in the world. But that is it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.